You're listening to SBS News.
Although meant for safety, the mask, gloves, and other personal protective equipment for COVID-19 are hurting the environment. The Pacific Coalition in California, with 25 years of beach cleaning experience in South San Francisco, is now finding increasing amounts of PPE in their rubbish lineup. President Lynn Adams says she's concerned about the sudden spike.
What are we going to do? We got masks, we got gloves, we got all those hand wipes, the sandy wipes. They're everywhere. They're in my neighborhood. They're in my streets. What can we do?
A study in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal found last year approximately 129 billion masks and 65 billion gloves were used globally per month, most ending up in oceans. Ms. Adams explains.
We're finding like nearly 300 masks and gloves every month, right, on average. And that's just in what people are recording. And so the problem is horrible. They're all made of plastic.
This raises concerns for biologists at the Marine Mammal Center who care for sea life. Conservation educator Adam Ratner says people need to be more considerate towards the animals like the ones he takes care of at the center.
Luckily for marine mammals like the ones behind me here, they're a little bit too big to get caught in these little straps, but it is still a really big threat to smaller animals and birds. So if you are going to dispose of your mask, cutting these loops can actually make a really big difference.
Back on the beach, Mr. Ratner and volunteers are collecting buckets of rubbish.
You then have the issue of ingestion as well, and that's when they're mistaking these things for food. And it can be either the full thing or over time, as plastic degrades, it can become an issue.
Volunteers like Sophia Wohl says the discarded PPEs are a reminder that protection from COVID-19 shouldn't mean wildlife has to suffer.
We want to keep ourselves safe, but we also want to keep the rest of the environment safe too, and that we're not doing that right now with just leaving them on the ground.
The public is encouraged to properly dispose of PPE and use reusable cloth masks when possible. Yoon Won Jung, SBS News.